What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 28th, 2012. Here, getting into the week. It is primary day in Arizona and Michigan. And the question on everybody's mind is, how will they screw Ron Paul again this time? And what we're hearing is that in response to growing concerns over these electronic computerized voting systems, Arizona and Michigan both allow voters to vote on paper ballots if they so wish. That's the good news. The bad news is that they're still running these paper ballots through computerized OptiScan systems, which we already know are error-prone, if not outright manipulated. And we got an email into whatreallyhappened.com, which basically gives us reason to already doubt the outcome of the primaries in those states today, because one of our listeners went in to vote in Arizona, fought the cold, snowy weather, braved it all to get to the polling place, voted on a paper ballot, and apparently the scanner would not accept it. So the polling workers apparently opened this emergency door on the side of the secret voting box and slipped the paper ballot inside, which sounds to me like it didn't go through a scan of any kind. And we don't know exactly what the ramifications of this report is, but the issue I'm raising is we don't need to know the fine details. If the government cannot prove to 300 million Americans that the elections by which they claim authority over the public are honest, accurate, and fair, then we're all off the hook. We don't owe those trillions of dollars they claim that we owe. We don't have to do what this government tells us. We don't have to send our children to be blown to bloody bits on the other side of the planet. They're not a legal government until they can prove to us they won those offices legally, fairly, and squarely. Right now, the system is based on the assumption that the elections are honest, which we know is bogus. This election season's been a joke. There's still a big fight up in Maine between the GOP leadership and the people who actually ran the caucuses over which set of numbers are correct. And the GOP is basically taking the attitude as the numbers are what we say they are, friend. So this election's credibility is already blown. And, hey, we don't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt to have a jury convict, because we're not charging the government with a crime. The burden of proof is on the government, same government that lied to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. The burden of proof is on them to prove they are the legal, legitimate government. And so far, they're not impressing me. And they shouldn't be impressing you. Ron Paul is going to do some really good things for this country without having to win the nomination in the White House. I'd like to see him there. A lot of people would. But it almost doesn't matter anymore, because he's keeping the debate focused on the wars and the economy, where all the other candidates want to go off into gay marriage and illegal immigration and abortion and chemtrails and HAARP and flying saucers and whatever else they want to use to distract you and dazzle you so you're not paying attention to the real crimes. Ron Paul's keeping the focus on there. And they're having to work so hard at the vote fraud to keep him from getting anywhere that all of America that never used to think that the vote fraud we see epidemic in other countries around the world could never happen here in America, because, after all, we're Americans. They're waking up and realizing that our government may, in fact, be very illegitimate. If they're using vote fraud like this, they're not the legal government anymore. So it's something you want to think about when you see the results coming in from these elections, inevitably followed by accusations from within the voting people themselves, whoever's running the primary and caucuses, that numbers are wrong, that votes are missing. They're still missing OptScan votes in New York. They can't find them. They never found those eight counties in Iowa. We may not have a legal, legitimate government in this country, so why do we go on sending them our paychecks? We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going through my email, and I just this second got a notification from Hawaii Actors Network. They're holding an open casting call for Discovery Channel's Shark Week, and the first thing I can think of in my head is all applicants must taste like a herring. So, give you an insight into my thought processes here. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan's in the control room, trying vainly to keep me out of trouble on this show today, and we're going to go to the phones. Lee in Kentucky, aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I really love the theme song created by Claire.
Mm-hmm.
What is the word, the vocal? Sylvia, or something like that.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
There is a vocal part to the theme. It sounds like a French word.
No, it's just a girl saying, oh, yeah. It's onomatopoeia. There's no real lyric to it.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. And if you go over to our our radio show webpage, wrhradio.com, there's a little player application down the middle of that thing where you can hear all the music that's part of our song, and there's explanations of where it came from and who wrote it and the origin. So if you want to take a look at that sometime after the show, because we're busy, we got a lot of stuff here to talk about. All right, now speaking of stuff to talk about, we have been given the official list of words, the federal government monitor on all social networking sites and blogs. If you use any of these words, the government will take notice and they'll be paying attention to you. So just to give you some examples from the list, the word drill is on there, as in, I presume, electric drill. I have to go down to Sears and buy an electric drill. Uh-oh, flag that one for anti-terror. The word exercise, as in, I'm going down to 24-hour fitness for some exercise after the radio show. Prevention, so I guess all you dentists and firefighters are already on these anti-terror watch list. The word recovery, so anybody who works in a hospital, you're on the terror watch list. So we're starting to sound like that Jeff Foxworthy routine, you know, if you use the word recovery. Anyway, let's see, initiative, that word will get you on the watch list. I wish that taco stuffer would show more initiative here. The word shooting, well, that's anybody in filmmaking, which is what I used to do. Screening, also anyone in filmmaking. Bomb, anyone in filmmaking. Been there, done that, don't want the T-shirt. The word crash, aviation, stock market. The word looting, also stock market. Any bankers, the word cloud, which gets the weatherman. Anybody using the word radiation is going to be under scrutiny by the U.S. government, which is kind of weird because in this days of Fukushima, who isn't talking about radiation? The word exposure, again, anyone in filmmaking. Let's see, virus, well, that's everybody in the Geek Squad. Recall, that's car makers. The word strain, that's Dan trying to keep up with me on this radio show in the control room. Anybody using the word wave? This is Hawaii. Surf's up, dude. There's a wave coming in here. The word bridge, again, back to the dentists. The word bust, well, that's Playboy magazine here. Meth lab. I have a story about that one. My wife used to be a choir director at a local Methodist church, and she was the choir mistress, and I was her technical support. Making up training materials. And while we were there, it was in a section of town that's not well supported. And we don't have a lot of computers in the schools, and most of these families don't have computers at all at home. So working together with Hawaii's Computers for Kids, we set up a computer lab in the church for the kids who attended the church. And it was five machines and a LAN and an internet connection. And we did have parental filtering software and a shared printer and all that stuff. We named one of the machines Jesus, so you could say ping Jesus and it would come back and say Jesus is alive. Just little inside things here. And it was officially the Trinity United Methodist Church computer lab. And we just, as a joke, we called it the meth lab for short. And we used it in our emails with each other. You know, I need another router for the meth lab. So I guess we're probably already on the watch list just on that one. And it was a very, very benign piece of humor and everything. It's just completely like the word car bomb. Well, that's easy. That's our Nissan Xterra. The word pirate will get you on the watch list. Around here, that's the last three or four Johnny Depp movies that they shoot out here and everything. Hurricane is on the list. I don't know what that has to do with terrorism, tornado twister, tsunami, earthquake. But you know something? I looked through that list from top to bottom, and there's one word should have been on there that wasn't. Revolution. On this official list of words, the federal government is monitoring on the social networking sites and blogs all around the country, the word that is not on the list is revolution. Which means I'm starting to think they made up that list of words they're monitoring during a Scrabble game. And they ran out of beer before they got to the obvious one. Oh, well. I guess they're down to the cheap talent. All right, on a more serious note, I want to get into this situation here about Iran, and I know I keep coming back to it, but we're seeing this push. Iran is a threat. Iran is a threat. Iran is this. Iran is that. And yet, the U.S. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's calling in about the word list. We'll take this call, then we'll come back to Iran. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. We know what's on your mind. Talk about the word list.
Yeah, it's at least with the Homeland Security crowd, what they're saying about that is that the word list is trying to determine what is trending and do early detection of disasters. So if somebody's talking about earthquake or hurricane or whatever, they want to look for those posts to filter for a faster response, I guess, to, you know,
so disaster. They want us to do their job for them,
well,
in other
you know,
words. Millions
also,
of dollars Hang on. Let me finish this. Okay. Millions of dollars in weather satellites, seismic networks, you know, weather forecasting, the hurricane centers in Florida and here on the island of Oahu, and they think that just filtering Twitters and tweets is going to give them any better information. Something isn't lining up on that one.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think everything makes the media or everything makes, you know, everything that's happening in this country, not everybody knows about. I have to wonder if, you know, they're also filtering for bad press about Homeland Security. They want to know what...
That is definitely true. That is
right.
Definitely true.
So they're not just looking for terrorists with this list. They're filtering for multiple reasons, and that's why some of the words, if you look at the list because of the with the perspective that they're looking for potential terrorism, then some of the words don't make any sense. But if you take it and keep in mind that these keywords that they're filtering for fit into multiple purposes, like they're also looking for people talking, you know, people in the press about Homeland.
Yeah, but here's my point. They are supposed to tell us about the coming hurricanes and tornadoes and everything, not the other way around. That's why they make their money. Now, you're absolutely right, though. Apparently, Janet Napolitano has awarded this $11 million contract to, I think it's General Dynamics. I'm not sure about that one. I got it further down in the talking points list for today, to basically go out and find out if anybody's saying anything bad about the Department of Homeland Security. And you know what that tells us right there and then? Janet Napolitano does not know how to use a search engine.
Or none of her staff do. They want a software. They want some privatization company to do it for them, I guess. But it will not.
Janet, I'll do it for $25,000. You know, save you a whole bunch of taxpayer money, and I'll tell you, yeah, the whole net hates you, Janet. You happy now?
Yeah, this would not be, I'm not talking about you, but it certainly will not be the first time if they get ripped off by some fake software.
Don't get me started. I have so many stories left over from my brief encounter with the military-industrial complex. I couldn't, it was just obscene, the amounts of money that were being thrown at really stupid things.
Well, the CIA apparently paid some guy for some bogus software that he made the interface look like it was going to be able to do predictive modeling or, you know, give them a heads up on crime or something. But AT&T already had done it years later. From the first time I read about it, I think in 2003, they developed what's called Hancock software that can collate and assemble databases around a targeted individual out to two rings of friends of friends. You know, this predates Facebook. But that's called Hancock software, if anybody wants to read about it. The CIA embarrassingly paid for some bogus software to do the same thing, and it was already commercially available.
Well, that's the CIA for you. Yeah. And like I said, I had a brief brush with those bozos over at CBS, and they were not as impressive as Tom Clancy makes them out to be.
No, well, yeah. The privatization of the total information awareness stuff, I'm sure, was planned.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, too. It's basically get the government to pay for it all and then have it taken over by a corporation.
So they can make more money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about soaking the public for more money. We need to spend this money on software to make you safe. I'm already safe. Nobody's bothered me.
And NQTEL was invested.
I haven't had an Iranian come in and harass me, you know, the last time. In fact, between the USS Liberty and the attack on the aid flotilla, Israel's murdering more Americans than Iran is.
And NQTEL, of course, was strategically invested from probably before the word go.
Yes, very much so.
Thanks.
All right, we got to let you go here. We're coming up on a break here. The call lines are filling up here, and we got to take all the phone calls. So thanks an awful lot for the call, Mike. And I understand that the reason they've got hurricane and stuff in there is they want to hear the early tweets about it. But isn't it their job to tell us the hurricanes are coming? You know, instead of waiting for us to say, hey, there's a hurricane down here, and they go, all right, let's send the trailers. Yeah, it's just kind of weird stuff. All right, we're going to take a break for some commercials. When we come back, we've got more phone calls waiting in the queue. Stay tuned.
Heart rate. related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're here. We're going to get a couple more phone calls. Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
I'm hot as a firecracker, Mike.
Well, good for you.
I am so pissed off right now, I can't even see straight. Take the MIAC report, the Department of Justice Extremism Terms Manual. That list that you just named a few, which I haven't even had a chance to read yet.
Mm-hmm.
Take all of this, put them all together. Well, you know what? Guilty as charged. Now, with that, we know the elections this year are going to be a bomb. They're going to crash. It's going to be like a hurricane slamming into the coast.
Yep.
Here's what I have to say to all those little boneheads at the FBI, CIA, BATFE, and whatever other alphabet soup conglomeration of mess that you can come up with. I would love to get my address out right here, right now, and if they think they want a piece of me, bring it!
Good for you. Good for you. Doesn't it feel better to let that rage and anger out instead of holding it in and letting it turn into ulcers and stress,
Mike,
and stroke and heart attack?
back before you, when you were on RBN before, you said that America had to get be too damn tired to be scared and get angry. And I've been angry for years. I have just not got to this point to where I am absolutely furiated. And I'm serious. I'll give my address right now. If they want a piece of me, let them come. Because I'm fed up with this crap. I want them to make sure that when they come, they know that they're coming up against an absolute, complete nut job, and they better bring a body bag.
Don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell them how you really feel.
Well, I'm just trying to be nice, but can I give my address out so they know exactly where to find me?
No, no, I don't want your address. I don't want your address. I don't want you to get hurt. I'm sure by, you know, the instant you called into this show, they already know exactly where you are, so.
Good. You guys know where I'm at? Come on. If you ain't here in 48 hours, I'll consider the fact that you ain't got a spine.
Oh, well, we already know that's true. So you can sleep well for the next couple of days here. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much, Arthur, and thank you for the rant. I really do appreciate that. And we're going to let you go here and switch over to Ben in Nebraska. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, I've got some really, really good news.
We need some.
Occupy Lincoln has gotten approval to stay in our public access area known as Centennial Mall until May 1st.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now, at some point, you know, the Occupy movement is going to have to stop asking for permission. Because we know that the government and the money junkies are working to find a way where they can say, well, you're not allowed to protest anymore. Forget the First Amendment. That doesn't apply anymore. This is all private property, so you have to go away and hide where we don't have to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, we're going to be getting back to a situation where we have to remember that we are not required to ask permission of the government to invoke our basic constitutional rights. We don't need the government's permission to speak freely. We don't need the government's permission to peacefully assemble and petition for redress of grievances. The government has nothing to say about that. That's the whole point of the Bill of Rights. The government cannot refuse. That's what a right is. If the government can turn it off, then it's not a right. It is merely an indulgence granted by a master to a particularly obedient slave.
Mm-hmm. And I know we had a couple of members of our General Assembly actually talking about that. The thing about Lincoln is we're a very different atmosphere from, say, Oakland or New York City. I guess we're just not yet as radical as people on the coasts are yet. And, Lincoln, the police have been very good with us, and I understand what you're saying, and I hope we do get to that point one day in the near future. But the Midwest, we do need to catch up with people on both coasts as far as that goes, you know.
Okay, I want to be clear here. I'm not saying that we need to be looking at violence. We just need to basically start the process of divorcing the government and not giving them power over us by saying, we need your permission to exercise our basic constitutional rights. I don't think Nebraska is necessarily out of sync with either the East or the West Coast. You are in sync with the local community and how your local environment. I mean, I've been to Nebraska many times. I worked very briefly at an animation shop in Omaha. And it's a very pleasant, relaxed environment compared to the big cities, and your Occupy movement has adapted to that environment just fine. I don't see it as necessarily being behind or out of touch with what's going on in the coasts, who are having to adapt to the environment they are in, which includes cops who shoot you in the head with tear gas canisters and things like that. So, you know, you're all playing it very cool so far. We want to avoid the violence. We want the government to be the one that initiates the violence. But at the same time, we need to start growing that awareness. We don't need to ask the government's permission to use our basic constitutional rights. They're in there basically as saying the government's got nothing to say about it. They can't shut you up legally. They can't refuse to let you collect together on public property to petition them for redress of grievances. That's illegal when they do it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. We got to go. We'll take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the call, Ben. Good luck to the Occupy Lincoln, Nebraska movement. Send photos. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Happen radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I know we got callers on the line, but I really do want to get into the situation with Iran because they're still trying to wave around this idea that Iran is some kind of a threat to the United States of America, and it's just completely, utterly nonsense. The propagandists are grabbing at every little tiny thing that they can use to try and say, ooh, you have to be afraid of Iran. Iran's the bad guy. Really, we're only killing them because they're an evil people, or things like that. Now, the reality is that even under the leadership of the current very pro-Israel chairman of the IAEA, they haven't found anything that actually Iran is not supposed to have under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This kerfuffle over visiting the military base was initiated by the IAEA, which seems to have forgotten or decided to ignore in order to create this provocation, that when the IAEA wishes to inspect a military base in a member country of the that has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, they have to make arrangements ahead of time. They can't show up without a reservation. They have to say, we are coming to inspect whatever, and they say, this is what we're planning on inspecting. And then Iran can make the appropriate precautions to make sure that things that are unrelated to the nuclear inspection are withheld from view, because IAEA inspectors are very often covered intelligence agents for various other nations. So that's just common sense. And that's the reason the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty was written the way that it was, with the recognition that the inspections could be also used for espionage, which everybody said we need to put limits on that. Since 2007, America's annual intelligence assessment on Iran has found no evidence of diversion of nuclear material or building of nuclear weapons. So, there is no Iranian nuclear threat. If you want a nuclear threat, go down to Israel. At this point, everybody understands Israel has nuclear weapons. Somewhere between 300 and 400 nuclear weapons. They were caught trying to sell one to South Africa, which happens to be the very activity the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is designed to prevent. So Israel is out there basically selling nuclear weapons around the world, and if they were caught trying to sell one to South Africa, we cannot rule out that they sold ones to other countries like North Korea. There's a certain suspicious similarity between the fallout of North Korea's recent nuclear testing with a joint Israeli-South African test that took place some years ago. We can't rule it out because Israel won't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAEA inspectors. In other words, Israel's doing all the stuff that Israel screams Iran might do. Ever see a couple where one of them is cheating on the other, grabbing a little on the side? What's the first thing they do? They accuse the other one, the innocent party, of being unfaithful. To put them on the defensive, to keep suspicion from falling on themselves. Guy is having an affair with his secretary at work, comes home and screams at his wife, I think you're having an affair with the milkman, and why are you doing that when we owe the gas company so much money? Or she's grabbing a little on the side and starts pointing fingers of suspicion at her husband. It's a very common behavior, and we're seeing Israel do that. Israel's the one with the clandestine nuclear weapons factory under Dimona. There are photographs of it. Even Israel's media talks about it. It's an open secret. The only reason the U.S. won't acknowledge it is it would immediately make all that money they've taken from you to give to Israel illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act. And since our government doesn't want the American people rising up to throw them in jail for illegally looting the American people to give to Israel, they're going to go on saying, we don't know if they have nuclear weapons or not. We have no way of finding out. And yet it's the same government that says, we're sure Iran has nuclear weapons. But, of course, they were sure that Iraq had nuclear weapons as well. And they're flinging bombs all over the place. There was that incident not too long ago where they bombed a factory in Syria and said, it's a biological weapons lab. And it turned out to be a textile factory. They were making yarn. It was filled with looms. And they heard the noises in there. And they said, aha, sounds like a whole bunch of those centrifuges enriching uranium. Well, what's a centrifuge for uranium? It's a tank with a big stirrer inside and a motor that spins it around at high speed. And it makes a whirring sound. And so do loom spinners. Cotton spinners, thread-making machines, yarn-making machines, they make the same sound because they've got these little bobbins with the yarn that are spinning around rapidly. You can't really tell just by listening, but somebody did, and they blew up the place, and it turned out to be a textile mill. Now, we are seeing reports that Israel has decided they will not alert the United States ahead of time before they attack Iran. We're just going to go ahead and do it. Won't it be fun? Of course, after the attack, we know that Israel's going to be screaming at the United States government for more of your money, more weapons, and of course, for hundreds of thousands of young Americans to stand between those evil, angry Iranians and poor, helpless little Israel. It is a crock. As I was telling that caller, between the attack on the USS Liberty and the attack on the aid flotilla, Israel's murdered more Americans than Iran has. So, anyway. All right, let's see. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Bob in California. Aloha, Bob. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. I think my list is a little bit... let me back up. Who's the first caller on our list, Dan? I'm not... Okay, it's Bob and then Mark. Okay, Bob in California. I'm looking at the... Yeah, there we are. Bob in California. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. Sorry for the confusion. I'm still getting used to the formatting on the list here.
All right. Well, nice to talk to you, Michael. I've been listening to your support of the Occupy movement, so I presume you know a lot about it. I have a question that comes to mind. I think we had about 3 months of occupying here in Los Angeles, and I wondered who pays these people, who buys their food. They're obviously not employed, and they're sustained by someone. I heard it was George Soros, but I don't have any idea, or I don't have any knowledge, but somebody is sustaining them. Who is doing that? Do you know?
Well, a lot of the food was basically coming in through donations. People were setting up these little websites where you could basically send in an order to a pizza parlor that was very close to the Occupy movement, and the pizzas would be delivered. A lot of people just stopping by with boxes of food. It's not true that all of these people are unemployed, because if you look very carefully, a lot of them are coming and going. They're not there continuously. They show up, they stay for a few hours, and then they go off to their job, then they come back. And so it's kind of inaccurate to try and describe the entire Occupy movement as, oh, they're all unemployed, although that's certainly what the Wall Street propaganda organization is trying to put out there. Basically, these are all American. I mean, if you look at the photos we've shown from the Occupy movement, it's young people, it's old people, it's gays, it's straights, it's black, it's white, it's brown, it's red, it's young, it's old. It is you, it is me. It is really all of America. They cannot be pigeonholed. And all Wall Street can do, and they have already done this, they've put millions and millions of dollars into an organized propaganda public relations campaign to try and scream, they're all commies, they're all stooges for whatever. They've been caught literally hiring actors to go into these Occupy movements with very offensive signs and stand up there and scream things in front of the media cameras, which then the corporate media turns around and uses it to try and portray the Occupy movement in the most negative light possible. And this was the same stuff they were doing back during Vietnam, and I got to see a lot of it firsthand. You know, when Nixon was ordering this phony riot at Disneyland, where they tricked the anti-war movement into what they thought was going to be a peaceful protest, the agent provocateurs turned it violent, the media focused solely on the violent agent provocateurs and used the press to basically discredit the anti-war movement and allow the war to perpetuate on to ultimate defeat and 60,000 Americans dead. So, we have to be very, very careful about trying to categorize all of the Occupy movement with any single label like they're all out of work, because it's not true. Some of them are. A lot of America is out of work because of this whole mortgage-backed security fraud. But we're in a situation right now where the wealth disparity in this country is already greater than it was in Egypt at the time of their revolution. It's greater than it is in Greece, and they're on the verge of a revolution. And what we're seeing is the beginnings of an American spring, if you will, where they're still trying to keep it nonviolent to get the message out there. And the message they're sending isn't to Wall Street or to the U.S. government. It is to all those foreign investors who've parked trillions of dollars here in the United States of America on the promise that if they make money, they can keep it. And if they lose money, the American people will be forced to cover the losses, like they've done so far for all the bailouts, like they did for the SNL bailouts back in the 1980s. That's what fascism is. Profits are kept, losses are moved onto the people. And that's exactly where we are right now. And so these Occupy movement protesters, they're actually pro-capitalist, as capitalism was originally in this country. They're anti-fascist. And nobody's a communist anymore. The Soviet Union proved communism just cannot be made to work. So let's, you know, our government and our media are trying to go back to the glory days of the 1950s when we were all brainwashed, you know, to wet ourselves when we heard the word commie and cower in fear and quake and throw our money and our children onto wherever the designated target was by the U.S. government. Oh, save me from the commies. Save me from the commies. Well, the commies are gone. Now it's save me from the terrorists. Save me from the... And it's the same thing. It's all lies and hoaxes and deceptions. Okay?
We know here in Los Angeles that and the food menus were so good that the homeless people came over there and free rode on their food. So then you don't think there's any outside source financing or funding or supporting these groups? Is that what you're telling me?
As far as I'm aware, it's all been donations by ordinary Americans, and there was a huge amount of fundraising taking place online. We're probably going to see it again this year. And listen, when you're homeless, any food tastes pretty good. So it's not like they had really good food over there in those homeless camps. And by the way, the homeless people weren't freeloading. You know, they were welcomed in there by the Occupy movement, because the Occupy movement is about all of Americans who've lost their jobs and their homes to this mortgage-backed security fraud. We're basically dealing with the aftermath of the biggest financial swindle in history and a government that refuses to admit it even happened. And so the homeless people, the line between the Occupy people and the homeless people is very thin. In fact, it's rather arbitrary and abstract. And, you know, a lot of those people, if you ever go out and talk to those homeless people, they didn't make themselves homeless. They're not all alcoholics and druggies like the media tries to portray. We've seen people with college degrees are out there being homeless. They've lost their homes to this foreclosure monster that took homes that weren't even behind on their mortgages. They took homes that didn't even have a mortgage. And now Obama's basically giving them all a get-out-of-jail free card. So you ought to pay attention to some of those homeless people out there. They're really just like you and I. And they didn't deserve what happened to them. They didn't do anything. It was done to them. They're victims. They're not the villains out here.
Well, I agree with you on that. But now we have one other question I want to ask you. According to what I heard over the news, that as a result of the L.A. occupation, the taxpayers had to bear about $1.5 million cost to repair and clean up that area. Are you acquainted with that? And who do you think?
Yeah, I am. And I think what happened is when the local authorities forced the Occupy people out of the camp, it made it impossible for them to clean up their own mess. So then they go in and clean it up, and they make a big media deal about, look at the mess they've made. But if you look at what happened with Occupy Wall Street, where those people were keeping that whole area clean and well-maintained themselves, that's the way it should have been. That forcing the people out, making them leave all their stuff behind, and then screaming about what a mess was made, it was another public relations stunt.
Well, they had to replant the lawn. What would be your thought on that? I mean, they lived
well,
on
lawns
the lawn.
Have to be replanted all the time. They have to replant the lawn after every football game, but nobody's complaining about stopping football players.
Well, then my next question is, all I know is what I hear in the news, so I don't know anything about it. But up in Oakland,
that's the understatement of the year, sir.
Well, anyhow, I don't. Up in Oakland, I read where they pillaged the city hall, broke the windows, and all that sort of thing.
Those are the hired agent provocateurs I was telling about, who go out and commit acts of vandalism for the corporate media to basically feed to people like you to demonize the Occupy movement. And
well,
I don't
demonize them.
Okay,
I just want to understand it.
Bob, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Okay. You need to go back and you need to look at that ugly incident that happened at Disneyland back at the height of the Vietnam War. On orders from the Nixon White House, the FBI used their college informants to organize a peaceful anti-war rally in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. Then the undercover informants turned it violent and made a point of doing it in front of the media cameras, so the media cameras could take pictures of those gosh darn dirty hippies beating up Mickey Mouse. Plastered it all over the newspapers of America and discredited the anti-war movement. The war continued for another 2 years. Defeat, 60,000 Americans dead. The government plays dirty. The government cheats. It lies. It steals. Read the history of COINTELPRO, because that is exactly what they're doing today. They feel it is their divine right. You are all required to be honest and ethical and upright and always tell the truth and behave with honor and fairness with everybody. And the government maintains its power over you because they will lie, cheat, steal, kill, and call it their divine right to do so, because they're the government and you are not. The other side loves to play dirty. It's like that whoever, we still don't know what it was pretending to be Ron Paul's Michigan campaign chairman, was calling all of the venues where they had events scheduled and canceling them, saying, we're going to hold it someplace else. Please cancel. Dirty trick play. Go back and study Nixon's committee to reelect the president and a man named Donald Segretti. This is the kind of stuff the U.S. government does all the time to get its way. And the U.S. government and Wall Street are terrified of the Occupy movement because we're sending that message to the rest of the world. We're not going to pay for this anymore. If Wall Street loses your money, that's tough. You're going to have to live with that. And this is taking off all across Europe. They're already calling it the I Won't Pay movement. And we're starting to see videos on YouTube of all these rallies all across Europe saying, I won't pay. I didn't agree to it. You can't make me agree to it. I'm not the guarantee. I'm not the final wallet of last resort for failed, reckless business decisions. All righty. Let's see. We still have, is Mark in Seattle still on the line? Okay, Mark, actually, we're going to take a break here. When we come back to the last segment of hour number one, we'll be talking with Mark in Seattle. So the music is going to be starting in about another 5 seconds. But, yeah, you always got to remember, the government plays dirty. They need you to be decent, law-abiding, moral citizens because it makes them easier for them to mess around with you. Expect dishonesty from the government, and then you will have a good bead on what's coming down the road. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show again. We're talking with Mark in Seattle. Mark, what is on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just wanted to make a comment on what you were saying about that list before, the fact that it lists hurricanes and other natural disaster-type keywords. And it sparked something in my mind when you mentioned the FEMA trailers. which is that there was a massive response to Katrina by the public, people going in and trying to help. Now, it seems to me if they're monitoring the chatter for this sort of thing, then they can more effectively stop that, just like they did before. While they were doing nothing, they were stopping the public response, and so therefore they can make sure that, you know, we can't do things for ourselves. And
we remain dependent on the government. That's a good observation.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense than this idea that they're mining the social media chatter to find out what's going on in the world, because it's their job to basically know this stuff is coming and to take care of us. They've been failing miserably. They failed with Fukushima. They failed with the Gulf oil disaster. They failed with Hurricane Katrina. You know, they're too busy over there fighting Israel's war to bother with the American people. But that actually does make a lot more sense, that they would be wanting to make sure that we can't take care of ourselves in order to keep us dependent upon the government. That explains a lot of the list.
Yep, I thought so, for sure.
All right, well, download a cookie then. You get a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, have a good one. Thanks a lot for the call, Mark. All right, we got a listener email, and he's saying two issues. The women's right to vote was not obtained by being nice. And, of course, Rosa Parks was being courteous, but she did something that was a clear act to set off the civil rights movement or spurred it on. Do we think Goldman Sachs is being nice in their financial terrorism? Now, that question of violence is a very, very difficult one. I always think about Patrick Swayze in the movie Roadhouse, where he says, be nice. Whatever happens, be nice. Until it's time to not be nice. Now, I don't like the idea that we may see violence in the streets of America, because I'm too old to go out and help. Put Band-Aids on people, that kind of stuff. I don't want to see violence in the streets of America because inevitably the wrong people get hurt. But it may come, and that's a possibility we have to be thinking about. What I envision is going to be happening is that the U.S. government will collapse the way the USSR did. There was a little bloodshed, but not much. It just crashed and it was over with. Little bit of confusion, and they formed a new nation, kicked out the money junkies, smartest thing Putin ever did. They're trying to kill him for that now, and the Russian republics are off and running. So I understand at some point there's going to be likely conflict between the government and the money junkies, between the rest of us. But it is important in the court of world opinion that the government initiate it, that Wall Street initiates it. They're trying to set it up so it looks like the Occupy movement are the bad guys. Just like they're trying to frame Iran for weapons of mass destruction they don't have, we can expect the government to plant people in the Occupy movement to go out and smash windows and set fires so the media cameras can say, ooh, look, they're the ones starting the violence. We can roll in the tanks now and still look like we're the good guys. Think of the most sneaky, underhanded, dirty, double cross possible. And then understand that's exactly what the government's getting ready to do. We're going to take a break for a station identification. We'll be right back.